Well, hello, hello, guys. It's Dr. K, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm coming to you from sunny Southern California. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon, and I specialize in faces. I love everything about beauty, and I'm really excited to teach you guys about the science of vital, healthy, sexy skin at every age. Today on the podcast, I'm going to do a 5-Minute Friday, and we're going to talk all about sleep. Sleep is so, so important, and I think the American public is generally sleep deprived. So there's a lot of things about sleep that you don't know. Let me give you a couple tips and pointers. You need more sleep than you think you're getting. You need to sleep about 8 to 12 hours per night. If you haven't realized it already, sleep is the most restorative, regenerative part of your day. And many body processes occur in the middle of the night that don't occur while you're awake. This is a perfect time for your body to decrease its cortisol stress levels, to amp up growth factors, and to regenerate and heal and improve all the deterioration that goes on with daily stress and daily wear and tear of your body. So it's common knowledge that lack of sleep is not conducive to glowing, sexy skin, but most people fail to realize just how important sleep is to look your best. I really feel like the weeks that I sleep extra, I look amazingly rested and my skin feels fresher. And it's really important to consider the impact of sleep on your skin. During your sleep is the time when skin makes new collagen and blood flow to the skin surface increases, growth hormones are produced, and damaged cells are repaired. So a good night's sleep is really critical to achieving healthy and beautiful skin, and it's important to your overall wellness. Did you guys know that you can die from sleep deprivation before you'll die from starvation? So it takes 2 weeks to starve to death, but only 10 days without sleep can kill you. That's kind of incredible, that the importance of sleep, like the way that it resets the hard drive of your brain and purges all of the little glitches and just gets you going in a proper frame of mind. So when you sleep, the brain recharges. The body releases very important hormones during sleep. And dreaming during sleep is a very restorative and important part of sleep as well. Sometimes people don't dream or have interrupted sleep with conditions like sleep apnea and intermittent airway obstructions at night, narcolepsy. These kind of things are very concerning. So if you have a bed partner who is breath holding at night, more than 10 seconds of breath holding is considered an apnea. And an apnea is a period of time when your heart is still beating. However, oxygen is really not getting given to the heart. So you have a lot of increased demand on the heart. So apnea is this recurrent process where you kind of choke off your airway and stop breathing at night. More than 10 to 15 obstructions per hour is really serious. And so if you're sleeping with a bed partner who's having choking, snoring episodes, kind of really pay attention to, is this isolated snoring or is this actual apnea and breath holding? And we often will do a sleep study for that. Your body requires different amounts of sleep at different ages. So for instance, a baby typically requires 16 to 20 hours of sleep, whereas between ages 3 to 18, you can require 10 hours of sleep up to 12 hours of sleep. And then you reduce the sleep needs from 19 to 55, where usually 8 hours is adequate. And over 65, you seem to sleep even less. About 6 hours seems adequate. And it's an interesting evolutionary pattern where babies sleep so much, adolescents sleep a ton, and then older people sleep very little. They have interrupted poor quality of sleep. Some people say evolutionarily that villages evolved like this so that older people would stay up at night and have less sleep and be able to watch over the tribe and the village during the hours when the young people were fast asleep. And then the young people would stay up very, very late at night and sleep all day. And so then they would be the ones in charge of the village safety in the middle of the night. So that's kind of an interesting evolutionary thought of why did sleep evolve so that it's different in different age groups. Back to the skin, however, there's been a lot of research done in recent years about the science of the skin. And one of the things that's so important is your epidermal cells have the energy to repair themselves for oxidative damage during the day. Hormones like melatonin helps that healing process, and that's really primarily released at night. During the evening is the time when your skin's more receptive to absorbing topical products because there's more blood flow to the surface of the skin, more nutrients, and more oxygen. And there are a ton of night creams out there on the market. Nighttime is one of the most important times to layer your skincare on. And the key things to put on at night, I think number one, a good Retin-A product. So that's, you know, Retin-A is a vitamin A derivative. It's responsible for cell turnover. It causes increased growth of collagen. It's one of the best things to use to stimulate the blood flow to the skin and to reduce fine lines, wrinkles, and increase collagen. So every night at bedtime, Retin-A derivative. I also highly recommend stem cell growth factors at night. So for example, my Night Quench is a great product. It has stem cell growth factors. It has green tea, antioxidants, really nourishing ceramides. This is so, so important to get the skin primed for repair and rehydrated and ready to face the next day. Studies show that differentiation of your keratinocytes, the skin cells, is influenced by the light. So during the nighttime, regeneration occurs. And if there is a lot of light going on, you're sleeping with your ultraviolet light emitting products on right next to your bed, like your computer screen, your TV screen, this is highly unhealthy for the skin. I highly recommend that people try to sleep in the pure dark room. So you don't want to have a lot of glowing screens. You don't want to have your cell phone plugged in next to you. You don't really want one of those super bright alarm clocks next to you. You need to reset your circadian clock, your biologic clock that tells when the body to sleep, when the body needs to wake up, and even how your skin should react. So if you're sleeping in an environment where there's a lot of disruption or too much excessive light at night, your skin is going to look jet-lagged and sleep-deprived. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to think about your sleep as a critical part of your well-being. More than a third of American adults don't get enough sleep on a regular basis, and 80% of Americans agree that when they don't sleep, they feel irritated, difficulty concentrating, and increased stress level. So do your best. Take care of your skin. Remember to get your sleep. And sleep is essential, is as essential as your protein, nutrients, and vitamins. And please don't forget to put on something restorative and regenerative with good nutrition to replenish your skin every night. And there you have it. That's my 5-Minute Friday. Catch me on Tuesdays for my longer podcast and every Friday for a 5-Minute Quick Topic. And you can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. DRKAY, and my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And I hope you'll check out my amazing Katie skincare, and don't forget to try my great night cream at night. That's all for now. Stay beautiful.